listening to your new best friends podcast. And here are your hosts, Tabby and Mike.
Got any farts you gotta get out? I'm hungry. You might hear a grumble.
Me too.
Okay.
It's gonna be a lot of gurgling in this car. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of your new best friends podcast, where we're here to fill that void in your life.
I'm Mike, and as always, with my co-host Tabby, and it is fucking cold outside today.
Wasn't as bad as last night.
Oh.
Don't even get me started on last night.
My nips.
All right, well, I have an opener. It's not really an opener, but I saw it TikTok, and I thought it would be good enough to talk about.
Let's
now.
Do it. That's all we do here.
Okay. So there was a woman who hired a private investigator to obviously go after her husband.
Obviously.
I mean, what else?
Yeah.
And the private investigator followed the husband around because the wife thought that he was cheating. And it turned out that he was just leaving to go eat fast food by himself.
Oh, that's so perfect.
And, like, so she had a video of him, and he was, like, sitting in a Wendy's just, like, chowing down on a burger.
He sprays himself down with cologne and then goes home and pretends like it didn't happen.
He has, like, mouthwash and stuff.
Oh, my
God.
He's,
like, throwing out Wendy's wrappers in secret. Now, which one would upset you more? If you found out that your wife was actually cheating or that she was going and eating, like, your favorite food without you because she didn't want to share it with you? Levels of betrayal here.
Clearly cheating. That's not even close.
I mean, it's a breath of fresh air, but then it opens a new box of, like, worms.
Oh, yeah. That one's a deeper cut. The cheating is just, like, I needed to get pounded out. Versus, like, that one's, like, layers of, like,
resentment.
Oh, my God.
Like, you don't deserve.
You don't even get to smell this Whopper.
I would be very hurt. Especially if it was my favorite food. Like, if my partner was going out and eating, like, Thai food or, like, Mexican food behind my back, like, I'm devastated. Why aren't you bringing me home food?
I just, now, when I heard it, I assumed that they're on some type of, like, diet or something.
Oh.
And she's been pressing it. And he's just like, oh, I'm going to go out for a little joggy jog, be right back. And then
I didn't even think about that. I thought this was just, like, the utmost betrayal of just, like, I'm eating your favorite foods behind your back.
Oh, yeah. I took it as, like, I'm keeping close tabs on you. Like, oh, you only ate broccoli today. Great job. Like, little do you know, I had a personal pan pizza in the car before I came in.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, that would make a lot more sense, I think. So, would you be pissed, then, if you found out your partner was eating, like, junk food behind your back on a diet? Like, if you're both on, like, a hardcore diet and you've been eating so healthy,
yeah,
and then you think that she's cheating on you, so you hire a private investigator, which, I mean, the lengths of what you must have been feeling to even get to that point of, like, I'm gonna hire a PI, that's what I'm gonna do.
And they're not cheap, probably.
No. I'll tell you, the video I saw, they were sitting, like, four car spots away from one another. This husband was so indulgent in the food, he didn't even notice he was being recorded. I mean, and he was, like, dipping those fries in whatever sauce he had. I mean, he was into it.
Honestly, if you were followed, you would have no idea.
During the day, I wouldn't know. When I drive home at night, I would know.
Yes, because there's, like, three people out.
Exactly.
With you.
If there's a car that's been behind me for way too long, I start getting really suspicious really fast.
You ever make false turns?
Yep.
Do you?
Uh-huh. And then I feel so guilty when I'm behind someone and we happen to be going in the same direction. I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah. I turn on my blinker, like, so far ahead just so they know that it was, like, you following me from the front now. This is what's going on. I flipped on.
That's the worst, too, is when you, like, try and make a decision, and then you're like, oh, we're going the same way. I did that not that long ago, actually, and we, literally, they were only, like, two streets away from my street, so I was behind them for, like, 25 minutes.
Gotcha.
You
live in such an area that there's only, like, one real main way in and out, kind of.
Yes, but it's also, like, 4 in the morning, and I've been behind you for 25 minutes making the same turns as you.
Some guy, 15 minutes from me, he followed me off of the highway.
Ooh.
And it turned out he lived in my complex.
Oh, my God.
And he lived two doors down from me.
Ooh.
So I, like, sped up really fast, pulled in my complex, turned off my lights, parked my car, and then they come slowly around the corner. And I was like, well,
this is how daddy goes.
You know, raped.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were watching me, liked my form.
Right.
And wanted everything I had to offer.
So they got a gauge of your form on the highway.
My silhouette from my window. Mm-hmm. They said, yep, I'm in him tonight.
That's what's happening.
Oh, no. Oh, God, no. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Wow. All right, so we agree that it'd be worse to find out that your partner was cheating, but to find out that they're eating your favorite food behind your back is, like, right, probably one of the second worst things you could find out.
To me, it would be the second.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of moving pieces. Cheating is just, oh, I got a massage and fucked a chick. This is, like...
You're being very nonchalant about cheating.
Cheating? First of all, it's not a big deal.
Oh, my.
Can we start the...
We have to stop right now. Are we ready for the first submission?
I think we are.
Okay. And this one works out well because I knew I was going to tell you about that PI story, and we happen to have a fast food submission.
Oh, fantastic.
That I think you might enjoy.
I enjoy fast food and fast food submissions.
We don't actually get a lot of fast food submissions that I can think of off the top of my head.
Have we had any?
I don't know.
I'm going to say yes. Maybe eight.
Eight?
Or zero.
I feel like I had to stop. I was like, we're not even in season eight. It's like, we're on episode. Okay. Hey, best friends. I went to Burger King for lunch. I carried my tray of food to the table before I filled my drink. As I head back to my food, I see a little fat kid with his fingers all over my food. Half my fries and one huge bite of my burger.
Oh.
The kid's mother said, I'm so sorry, he's only 4 years old. Then they just left. No money for new food. I was so shocked, I didn't even get mad.
Wow.
Thank you for your submission. So, fat little kid comes up, eat your food. Grubby little fingers, it's COVID.
Yeah, I would be so furious. If somebody was not even eating my food, if you were just too close to my food, I would want to kick you in the face.
That was something I was telling you, that before COVID, when everyone was wasn't wearing masks, and people would talk over my food, like talking to me while preparing my food, I used to get so upset. I'm like, you're spitting, and I know you don't mean it, and I know it's not on purpose, but...
It just happened.
You're saying words with S's and P's and D's, and you're spitting. Maybe some TH's are in there. I can't...
You spit with D's? You spit with D's?
No, but, I mean, it could happen. The dog. Yeah, you could probably spit with that.
I mean, Boston people, possibly. My pizza guy. Nobody wears masks behind the counter.
Why are you still going?
It's really good pizza.
I gotta tell you something.
Ooh, had a pepperoni, bacon, and a sausage pie. And it's good the next day, too, even in the microwave.
Pepperoni, bacon, and sausage. I like the way you live your life.
I mean, you gotta do it. I'll wear $5 shoes, but I will definitely treat myself to food.
I mean, that sounds delicious.
Oh, my Lord. Okay, so, do you yell at the woman for letting her kid do that?
I would probably say it's no big deal. Are you going to buy me a new burger? That's it. I can't eat the food that your kid just took a bite out of.
Clearly.
Even before COVID.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not eating what your kid just bit. Snotty looking nose fucking thing. I'm not touching it.
Honestly, if I'm being honest with you, I think I would just smile.
And really?
Then, and then probably go get myself some more food. Or hope to God that they saw what happened and said, we'll take care of it for you.
Oh, the management?
Yeah.
So, okay. Would you go up to the counter and say... A fat little 4-year-old boy just came and took a bite out of my sandwich and my fries. He thumbed through my fries like an index card.
That guy's been in here doing that all day. He's actually a short person.
Like, would you say that to them, or would you just...
I would just hope that, like, I turn around and, like, shrug to, like, the cashier. Hopefully they saw what happened. And then if they didn't, then I'd just go buy another one.
Okay, so now what if a little kid had spilled, let's say the drinks weren't, you know, like refill, and the little kid came over and he knocked your drink over. You would have no problem walking up to the counter and saying, hey, that little kid just spilled my drink, can I have another one?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
So what? Why is it that because the kid took a bite of the food, it changes? Because it does change, and I feel the change too, but it I don't know why.
Because I almost feel like that kid's hungry, and I can't get mad at a child being hungry.
But you're not mad either way, right? You're just trying to get your refund.
Yeah.
Or new food.
Just knocking over my drink, I mean, anybody can make a mistake. That's not a big deal. Mm-hmm. Even if they make me pay for the drink, okay. You can't deprive a kid some food, though.
I agree. But at the same time, your child should know not to. Would your son have done that at 4? Go up to somebody else who he didn't know's thing and eat their food?
No.
Right.
No, absolutely not. That's just bad parenting.
Right.
Or negligent parenting, I'll say. Not bad. Negligent. Mm-hmm.
And I agree. I wouldn't blame the 4-year-old. They're 4. No. This isn't the boy's fault.
Yes, you don't know what the home situation is. Maybe they're like savages and they have to eat. What?
It's not funny.
Cut that. Maybe they just have to eat what they have to eat, and it's just like survival of the fittest.
Mm-hmm.
He just happens to be stronger than everybody else.
He's just really good at what he does.
Exactly.
I mean, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
But why does it change to go up to the counter and ask for new food versus a new drink?
Because
it's not a direct reflection on you whether that kid ate your food or spilled your drink. I mean, none of this reflects on you.
Because that drink costs like 2 cents for them to give me versus that bag of syrup and like seltzer water. It's not really a drink.
I agree with you, but
that's
you think
why
the
it's
food?
Different from me.
You think the burger, they're going to lose profit on this?
Yeah, 100%.
Like, Mr. BK is going to, like, feel the pain of this?
Mr. BK?
Yeah.
Couldn't it be Mrs.?
I thought it's a king. It's like a dude in a crown.
Girls can't be kings. Girls can be bosses.
That's not the same.
I'm just saying. You're right.
Like, women can be firefighters.
Yeah.
What are you saying, Tabby? Oh, boy.
Beyonce made me think that women could be kings, but...
She said that? The queens.
No, but she's an asshole. But...
I'll cut that.
No, please don't.
I gotta cut that.
No, that one's a good one. Nobody listens in North Korea. I promise you.
What'll be funny is if I do cut it and then leave this.
Exactly.
Nobody listens in North Korea. The question marks.
So, yes. Not pissed off. I'd probably handle it the same way. I would question, like, oh, wow, she didn't give me any money. And then I'd just go and buy something else.
Yeah. I would probably, too.
Maybe even say, you know what, just keep it. Give it to him for dinner or something.
That's probably the direction I would go into. I'd be like, well, he can have it now.
Yeah, but you'd say it from, like, a shitty point of view. Like,
I mean...
Yeah, this paws all over it. Of course he can have it.
Like, I guess it's, like, the passive-aggressive nice thing to do.
Yes.
But I also would try and have that conversation with her right away. Like, I wouldn't try and let her get away, I guess. But, I mean, really, in the heat of the moment, there's nothing you could do.
In the heat of the moment, I might say something.
You think?
I think so. If I turn my back to fill up my drink... What are you getting? The drink, by the way. Those big red machines where you can kind of do whatever you want.
Orange.
Damn.
And if they had Baja Blast, I'm going Baja Blast every single day of the week.
They don't have Baja Blast.
I know, it's not Taco Bell.
Yeah, the red ones where you can mix any flavors you want.
Mm-hmm.
You're just going orange soda.
I'm going orange soda all day.
I think we got to find one of those machines.
There's one at Fuddruckers.
Fuddruckers has been closed forever.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Maybe yours. Don't talk about that like this, please.
What, yours is open?
I don't know. I haven't checked. I don't have the heart to check. If they didn't make it through the season, where am I going to get a vat of cheese for my french fries, dude?
I'm sure you have a big log of cheese in your refrigerator just waiting to go.
I have to make it now? This is ridiculous.
That's my Tuesday cheese.
I can't cut into it. Okay. Literally, physically, metaphorically,
sure.
I can't cut into the cheese.
Yes. So, yeah, I mean...
Jalapeno vat too, dude? Oh.
It was good cheese. It was a little runny for my taste, but, I mean, you just
it was.
Your fries...
It was a little bit runny. I'll give you that. They could have put a little bit more flour in there. The jalapeno wasn't as runny. That's when you make a roux at your house. That's what you got to do. Flour and stuff and butter.
You thicken up the cheese with flour?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah. That's when you make nacho cheese. I hate it. Because then if you don't do it right, then the flour clumps together and...
I've never done that before.
Fucking disaster.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, it's a thing. Oof. Anyway.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, jalapeno cheese was a little bit thicker than the other one.
Yeah, back to the important thing.
You think that we could buy those vats?
Of course we can. Oh, the cauldron? Oh,
yeah, the cauldron.
Yes, we can do that. I'm sure they're shutting down. Everything
I
must go.
I would love to get a cauldron. And then I'll just keep it filled with cheese all the time.
Of course.
I wonder how long it lasts.
I don't think as long as you want.
Not as long as I want. But I bet it's more than a day. You can't tell me that they're putting new cheese in there every day.
Ugh.
You know they're not, Michael.
I never thought about it.
Just like at Wendy's, you know the chili is just leftover burgers?
I heard that.
Mm-hmm. I had a Wendy's employee tell me that. They were like, don't eat our chili. And I was like, why? And they're like, because it's just leftover burgers that we make it with. And I was like...
I mean, I guess it's not a bad thing, right? At least you know it's meat.
Yeah. All right, do you have any closing words for this listener? Any advice? Anything moving forward? What
More
to do?
Advice.
Ooh, here we go.
Keep your food on your tray.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your cup on your tray.
Head on a swivel.
No, you don't ever let your tray go from in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
If you have to fill your cup, usually they give it to you early. But sometimes you have to, like, negotiate your sauce situation for some reason. I don't know why they're so tight with it. Okay, closing remarks. Bring everything with you. Don't leave it behind.
Mm-hmm.
God forbid some sketchy dude, like, put some pubes on it. I know a guy who pubes on someone's personal pizza.
Really?
And then stared at him watching it. Watched him as he was eating it. And just kept whispering hair pie over and over. And I was crying because it was so damn funny.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Did the guy deserve it? Okay.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about him.
This was at... can I say my... I can say it.
I don't think you should.
Okay. This was at a place, more like an, almost like an alley, where balls get rolled into pins.
Okay.
Okay. Keeping it vague. And, yeah, behind the bar were, like, little pizzas that you can heat up. The guy was just being a big old penis. And you gotta be a real dick to be a penis at a bowling alley, too.
Uh-huh.
So he was doing it. The guy was like, I got something for him. And just drizzled, like, he... First of all, he had to rip out some pubic hair.
Nah, I bet he didn't have to. He probably went down there, jiggled his hand a few times, and...
You know what? Some pubic hair are faulty like that. They do fall out.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you tell me you leave dick crumbs everywhere you go.
I try to. That's, like, with a scratch.
Oh... Well, I'm sure he did, too.
Yeah, let's hope.
If you're pulling out your dick and balls over a pizza,
mm-hmm.
you're going to put in some effort. You know what I mean? You're getting maximum effort in the situation.
Matt, I could reach in my pants right now and mm-hmm. pull out some pubic hair without even trying that hard.
That says a lot about you.
Does it?
That says a lot about you.
Should I see a doctor?
You're beyond doctor.
Okay.
We're beyond that point.
Anyway.
I knew a guy. I didn't know him, but I knew... There was a bagel shop
mm-hmm.
where this years ago, supposedly this guy was jerking off into the cream cheese
Fantastic.
For a long time.
Like long time is quantity or long time is like
no, like
weeks, months.
Weeks and months.
Oh.
Okay.
He's back there 3 hours just beating. I'm like, good for him.
And he was serving that out and then they got caught. And arrested, and then I believe the place shut down, and then they reopened with new management. No jizz in the cheese.
Mm-hmm.
So
it lost its zing, though. I bet.
Can you imagine how they figured it out? Like how? That's what that was my biggest question. Was who figured it out? Like who went this cream
took
cheese?
A bite of
is
its sperm.
Like that's really my question. Is like. Who tasted it and then went, we need to forensically have this checked out. Like...
Smacks his lips. Do we have this last night? Oh, no.
Like, do you think it was too runny? Like, what do you think happened there?
I don't... If you figure out how it happened, you're going to be more disgusted.
Tell me.
You think that people just... Maybe they just check it randomly?
Who's doing forensic testing on the cream cheese randomly?
I,
like the EPA walks in?
I was going to say the FCC, but I don't think that... They hate Eminem.
Neither does...
No, I don't know who checks... Who checks food for... Well, who...
And not the EPA either. I'll be honest with you, that was...
I'm going to say ATF, probably.
What's that?
Alcohol, tobacco, and firearms?
Stop.
Okay, we're circling it. We have to nail it now. One last guess, go.
ATF. Who would check that? Oh, fuck, man.
Okay, who's in charge of food?
Department of Agriculture?
There we go.
They want to check.
Yes.
That this isn't right.
I want to say USDA, but I think that's just meat related.
No, I think you... I don't know.
I think you're on to something. Thank you.
So no one is forensically testing the cream cheese is what we're finding out.
Yes.
I mean, that's just the way it goes. So for it to have gotten to that point, mm-hmm. we know shit went down.
Yeah.
Either that or unless he got caught in the act.
Somebody had to snitch. That's the only way.
Oh.
You ever wonder how much, I'm not going to say sperm, but how much like foreign things you've eaten?
I know. I already know. First off, I can't believe that dude ate the pizza without noticing hair.
I mean, it was like well done. It was kind of like...
Oh, wow.
The cheese was good.
You know he felt at least one on his tongue.
Maybe, but what do you do?
Say there's hair on my pizza.
How long is it, sir?
Does that matter?
The shorter it is, the more problems you're going to have.
Why?
The long hair, I can understand it. Short hair, I'm punching the first person I see in the face.
Well, you want to think it's an arm hair? You want to try and reason with yourself and say it's an arm hair first? And just say, oh, this was a rogue arm hair. A jump ship.
Really?
Listen, you got to tell yourself some things sometimes. You have to tell yourself things sometimes. So you've never had a hair in a restaurant, like a longer one, and you're like, oh, but you keep eating?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah.
Not all the time. I don't eat in gross places, but there's a Chinese restaurant that got me and my wife pretty good. She stopped eating, and I said, babe, that's life. And I just kept eating.
Wait, so both of your foods had hair in it?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes. The worst part is when you don't realize it until it's like halfway in your mouth.
Oh, yeah.
And you feel the hair like drag on your lips and go, whoa, and then they pull out a clump of hair. Ugh.
A clump?
Yeah, no, this food is wrapped around the hair.
Oh, gotcha.
So a clump of food comes out with the hair.
Oh, and then if it breaks in your mouth?
Yeah, then you just like fake throw up and get it all out of your mouth and just keep eating.
No, you don't keep eating. That's the thing right there. You had me till you lost me.
But I paid for the food.
Doesn't matter.
I'm the fat 4-year-old. I'm still hungry.
I'm going to eat right off your plate. I don't care.
Exactly.
Are we ready for the next submission?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Best friends, I'm in a crisis. My girlfriend was being really cute sleep-talking the other day, and I rolled over and encouraged her to talk more. Suddenly, she said the name of a woman I've never heard of before and how much she loves falling asleep on her after sex.
Damn.
This happened last night, and I really don't know how to confront the situation. Should I check her phone? Thank you for your submission.
Ooh, thank you.
Oh, my good God.
That's not just, like, mumbling someone's name.
You said you love falling asleep on their chest after sex.
First of all, who does that?
No one does that. Little lovebirds.
No, you gotta go up and pee so you don't get a yeast infection.
That's true. That is true.
Mm-hmm.
But then you come back and you fall asleep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, you know, I mean, mm-hmm. with two women, it's not like I have a real dick entering you.
Mm-hmm.
You should still pee for safety, but I mean, really, you only have to do that with men.
Yeah, but...
You and I talked about this once. I saw something that said some women who, like, they're just not sexually compatible mm-hmm. with men. And, like, men will continuously give them yeast infections from their dick.
Mm-hmm.
Because I guess the pH is...
the dick.
Because I guess the pH doesn't line up or whatever.
Oh, man.
And then there are women who stay. They stay in a relationship. They're on, like, monostat 24/7. I don't know if that's for that. But...
No, I think you're close.
Someone call the FCC.
Yeah. There you go.
No, but really, could you imagine that? Like, could you imagine every time you had sex with your wife, you have to then jump onto, like, antibiotics? Every single time.
I mean, if she was spectacular, I'd be okay with it.
Damn, that's love, man. That is love. That's the type of love, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if I could do it. Like,
really?
Like even, like, a person who snores really loud, I don't know.
No, we had, like, a great date. Dinner was spectacular, and I whisper in your ear, like... You want me to give you a yeaster tonight? And then you're just like, I think so. I think I recovered from the last one.
So that's our love. That's yes. our love language with one another.
Fun fact. Another word for yeaster? Downstairs stickies. Just so you know. I think that's how it works.
I've never even heard of yeaster, and I love it. Called the Bread Factory.
There you go. Sourdough, probably.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Mm. Gross. I don't know why I said mm.
You said it. Okay, all right. What was the question?
Oh,
the wife. Jesus Christ. I was thinking yeast infections. I was like, so this guy is giving his girlfriend yeast infections. That's not the case. That's not what's happening.
So, yeah, I'm not going through any phones. I don't go through phones. I'm a full-grown adult.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's that bad, we'll talk about it. If you come clean, you might be able to work it out. But if not...
Work it out. They cheated.
Again, I said this in the very
beginning.
That's true. Cheating isn't that big of a deal.
Wow.
We're just meat, baby. We're just meat. Physical.
But if we're just meat, then why didn't you come over here and eat this?
Excuse me?
Not you.
Oh, my God.
Relax.
Oh, my God. I was like, she finally did it. I'm interested.
I am married. You hag. Remember when we looked up hag? You were 100%. Everyone. I was completely wrong about the definition of hag.
Mm-hmm.
Michael and I looked it up. And he was like spot on. He was 100% spot on. Can you give the definition again, please?
It's an older lady who has a gay best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming they're around to try to wait him out.
I had no clue how specific the definition was. I just thought it was like some old woman who didn't have her shit together.
No, that's just
It's like cat lady almost. Damn, all right, well. Okay, so your wife is laying in bed sleeping, and she starts saying how great the sex was with somebody else. And that she loves falling asleep on their chest.
Ooh.
Like, she's talking some real intimate romantic things here. And let's say it was a woman. Because we don't know if the listener is also a woman or if this is a man. So,
I'd have a conversation, but I'd take him at
face
value.
I'd love to hear this conversation.
I'd honestly take him at face value. It's like, hey, last night while you were sleeping, you were saying some really raunchy stuff. Who's Megan?
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
And then they...
You'd watch the terror in their face. If it's like, oh, Megan's just a girl from work. Okay, cool. And that's the end of that.
How's that the end of that?
Because I don't care anymore.
Wow.
You gotta be able to... Trust, girl. If you can't even... If you stammer and then come up with some intricate lie, I'm going to ask more questions. If it's just, oh, just a coworker at work. Oh, okay.
And would you say, like you said, you really like falling asleep on their chest after sex? Would you tell your partner that?
No. Keep it to myself.
Wow.
That's ammo for later.
Oh, that's dirty.
Isn't it, though?
That's isn't it, though? Don't you love it?
Well, you don't do that? You empty out all the bullets in every fight?
That's what you're supposed to do. You're not supposed to wait until later.
You need reserves.
That's not how you're supposed to do it.
That's love.
No, it's not. That's toxic.
Is it toxic?
Someone called Britney Spears. That's toxic.
I was going to do the sound, but I didn't know how to do it. There you go.
Okay, so you're letting it go.
Letting it go.
You're letting it go. You're going to ask one question one time.
Yep.
And then whatever the answer is, you're taking some of that, you're putting it away for a later fight, but you're letting it go for now.
Yes. And honestly, one question is enough to... let you know that I'm aware of the situation, but I'm not pressing it any further. So you almost start beating yourself up.
I mean, can you imagine being the partner too? Like, you're like, how do I trust myself now? I was sleep talking. Exactly. I can't stop that.
I gotta cut it off now. It's done.
But then imagine you start sleep crying.
I want you back, Megan.
Like, oh, I would be terrified if I was sleep talking. Because you can't control it.
Yeah.
Like, they can get any information out of you now. Ooh. This is good.
Yeah. This imagine, is... like, you sleep, like, telling yourself, like, my husband found that about us. He's a dick.
I already filed.
Yeah, really.
Like, wah, 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 wah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I don't know. I would be fearful.
I mean...
just for, like, anything else I could possibly say.
Yeah.
That would be... so... would you at all try and get more information from your wife when she was sleeping?
No.
Oh, really? You almost don't want to know.
Well, I mean, do you really want to open that box? You got to... I'm just going to assume that it was just a one-off. I mean, one time, I forgot what it was. I was exhausted. I laid down, and then I woke up in the afternoon, and my wife said, hey, you laid down, mumbled something, squeezed your penis, and then smiled, and then you fell asleep. I was like, oh, my. Thank you for telling me. And then that was the end of it.
That's hilarious. Because that's so on brand to you. Like, that couldn't be more you. Honk.
Yeah, you did it.
I really wonder what you probably thought you were doing.
I don't know.
That's hilarious.
If I'm just being honest, I think I had every intention of, like, waiting for her to leave the room and then squeezing it.
Wow.
But I was so exhausted that I guess all of that just got mashed together.
You're taking out six birds at one stone.
Exactly.
In one shot.
And then I just fell asleep. We're good.
Okay, so your closing advice is?
If you go poking around, you're going to find something that you were looking for, and you shouldn't really... just don't do it.
So you'd rather...
live in the dark.
Not know you're being cheated on, then find out, solve the situation, and potentially either leave or whatever you're going to do. You'd rather just stay?
I'm going to be hit in the face with it. I got to come home from work, see them in the bed, and go, oh, shit. And then, like, go, well.
Wow.
Yeah. See, and that's why my app needs to come out, where married men and women can practice their flirting.
That, this app, I don't know if that made it on any of the episodes.
It didn't.
I can't remember.
I'm just telling you.
No, I know. Did we ever talk about it on here?
No.
Oh. Oh, yeah, because you gave me the test run, and I did not think
it
was...
You liked the name, but that was it.
What was the name?
I forgot.
Son of a bitch. Oh, all right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Briefly, Mike thinks that there should be an app where married people who can never see one another and they can't exchange any information with one another should be able to just message one another to keep their flirting skills on par.
Mm-hmm.
That was...
Oh, it was called like Plan B, was it?
Yeah, Plan B.
I think it was Plan B. Because you don't want to get divorced, but if you do, you don't want to play this game, all these reckless kids.
Right, because...
each other yeasters.
What he said to me was, I haven't been on since MySpace days. I don't know what the hell's going on anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as if he's an antiquated fool who can't keep up with the times.
I didn't know how to leave emojis on text messages till my wife showed me.
Oh... You need her.
I do.
If she
leaves, I need to get back out there in a hurry.
Wouldn't you just turn to your friends, like me, and...
Say, help me?
Yeah.
No, you're going to put me in a bow tie and set me up with some gross chick.
Ooh. Well, who, first off? I got to break it to you.
The bow tie?
Yeah. You were in a bow tie to a first date. Like,
that's
you
got to
be going somewhere real special.
Or somewhere real, like, shitty.
You don't wear a bow tie to, like,
no, it's like a
checkers.
5-star hotel or, like, what is it? What's that? What's that place where they fight on horses and they give you, like,
medieval
chicken?
Times?
Yes.
I want to see the real you, baby.
Yeah.
No utensils.
There you go.
Ooh. No, I'd help you. We'd make you a Tinder. Oh, you know what? There's apps for people a little bit older.
What's it called? eHarmony?
Well, we get you on there.
No,
get you on
pay.
Match. We'll get you on. Well, each of them has a 7-day free trial. We'll see what we get, right?
Can't
we'll throw
find
the net
love
out
in
there.
7 days?
You don't know that.
Yeah.
You
find,
don't know?
I find love very quickly.
We get you on, like, I think there's one called The League, and that's for, like, very prestigious men.
Oh.
Like, it's supposed to be, like, very ritzy men who...
You think that's me?
Yeah. Yeah, bud.
$5 shoe.
Don't tell them.
Oh, yeah.
We'll put you in your bow tie, your best bow tie, and we'll take a good picture of you. We'll get, like, 3 or 4. And we'll make you change the outfits, because that's, like, a common mistake that men make on the dating sites, is they'll just be in the same outfit.
Yeah, so you know they just banged it out all in one day.
All in one shot.
At, like, a barbecue.
Yeah, they had their buddy do it. He was like, you know what, dude, I am dressed good enough for it. Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it.
Exactly.
Holding a fucking Budweiser. You're like, oh, buddy, you could have did better than this. He's like, let me just take off the shirt for one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to tell him I'm 6'3".
Ooh.
That's like a thing on the dating app. So women will like try and check men's heights by whatever they're standing by.
Really?
Uh-huh. There's like a whole thing on TikTok where a woman does that. She takes pictures of what men say. Because I guess it's like common for men to put their height in the bio.
I mean, because girls don't want to date somebody shorter than them.
I know. Doesn't that suck?
For short people, sure.
I know, right? Can't relate.
Over here.
Cannot relate. Ugh, all right. All right. Well, listener, I hope that your marriage works out. I hope it was just a fluke thing. I hope she was watching the L Word or something and something got into her head. Who knows? Maybe see a couple's therapists. That should be fun over Zoom. Good luck. And yeah, I think that's our show.
That's it.
All right, everybody. Well, we just want to take a moment to thank Gamma Gator Productions, the Irish Tech Society. Anyone else that we need to call out right here, right now?
No, I think that's everybody.
All right, that's everybody. And then we just want to take a moment to thank all the frontline workers, all the essential workers, all the protesters, all the podcasters still making podcasts. And we love you, we support you, and we will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Want to be part of the show? Write in at ynbfpodcast@yahoo.com or call us at 707-461-0706. Follow us on Facebook at Your New Best Friends Podcast, Instagram at ynbfpodcast. We can be found on Spotify, Anchor, or wherever you listen to podcasts.